You mentioned Coke earlier. Mm-hmm. And I actually think Coke falls into this category. Because if you look at a lot of, especially their most successful commercials, it's always kind of about that journey you're on. And that in the Coke, I think some of their taglines in the past are like, obviously says enjoy Coke, because that's above the name. It says enjoy Coca-Cola. But the thirst, is it the thirst that quenches, or is that Sprite or something else? The pause that refreshes, is that one of Coke's, I think?
I don't know. I just think of enjoy but, Coke, that's all.
Yeah, enjoy Coke, which, I mean, that's, it's kind of like enjoy wherever you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a Coke and a smile. Like, it's almost like a break mm-hmm. while you're on this journey, mm-hmm. right? Like, hey, have a seat, enjoy a Coke, and then get back at it.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I get from Coke mm-hmm. is that kind of encouragement, take a break, go. I know there's some health nuts probably listening. They're like, they're killing you. Yeah. It's like, oh, well,
rot your teeth out.
Tastes great. I love the stuff. I'm addicted. But I grew up in Atlanta. I was born in Atlanta. So literally it's probably in my blood. Like,
oh yeah. You know,
from day one. Cause I was born.
And if you've never been to the campus, I mean, on the Coca-Cola campus, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Definitely. So, and then I think another one for encouragement, Johnson's baby products, mm-hmm. right? And then that newborn, they're like there to help you soothe the baby, help you wash the baby. Like sure. all their products are designed to kind of encourage you on that journey that can be tough at times. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm sure there's other brands, there's lots of other brands that do that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you think about these things, entertain people on their journey, educate them about their journey, encourage them, the journey is worthwhile, and equip them for the journey. Mm-hmm. You can kind of start to see where your brand might fall, mm-hmm. you know, one or the other.
Yeah.
I think most brands can use two or three of them pretty easily.
Sure.
And then there's probably a fourth that's a little bit of a stretch. But try to find one or two that you like and then start writing some content or creating content, whether it's videos, you know, whatever, that is going to be fun. It's going to be encouraging. It's going to be, you know, entertaining, encouraging, equipping, whatever. One of the guys I was talking to in the training yesterday has a scented candle company for book lovers. Mm-hmm. So like all these scents are kind of around the idea of curling up with a good book and have kind of these different aromas to them. So he was asking like, well, how would I do that? And he was talking about, he wants to do book reviews for both fiction books and nonfiction books. And he just wants to do book reviews. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. Like I could see him like for an entertaining thing. I could see him like, what was the old thing? Like it was at Masterpiece Theater where the guy was in like the wingback chair with the smoker's jacket on, yeah. you know, kind of telling you about the show that was coming up. I was like, mm-hmm. you could do that. Like you could just take it over the top, go find you an old wingback chair, an old smoking jacket, put a green screen behind you with a fake fireplace.
Sure. Yeah.
Like make it look a little cheesy, like an Old Spice commercial or Dollar Shave Club.
Yep.
And in the middle of your review, you just like, the candle's been sitting there the whole time.
Right.
But during the middle of the review, you like pick up the candle and sniff it and do like a little product placement. And then you put it back down, you finish the review.
Yeah.
You know, that's one way you could do entertainment for something that's kind of a fairly serious, you know, content delivery. I mean, he's, you know, it's kind of not serious, but it's, you wouldn't necessarily think that's entertainment, mm-hmm. but it is because yeah. that's why people read books because they right. want to be entertained. It's just a softer style of entertainment.
Sure.
So he could tap into that. It was fun because we were just brainstorming a bunch of different things with different companies mm-hmm. on which one would kind of fit and people really enjoyed it. And they are definitely, I checked in with the group today and they're starting to create content around these ideas and be fun to see what happens.
You know, I think about the subtleness of like what you're talking about, is how persuasive that is because, you know, that subtle product placement or that subtle usage of a product during something that's entertaining, you know, it's done mm-hmm. in movies. You know, we talked about Coke. It's done in movies all the time. You know, big brands obviously pay for placement in movies. And we associate those products with, you know, people using them, and automatically, you know, I don't care who you are, you're going to be persuaded to go out and, you know, buy whatever product it is that's being used that such and such actor is using.
Didn't we talk to somebody on our show who's talking about they're starting to do CGI and it'll be a different bottle of scotch depending on who the movie is for and where it's showing and that kind of stuff. Like it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it just changes up depending on who's watching. I mean, just
based on your brand preference, they'll have the actor pour, you know, a scotch or a vodka or a tequila based on what you like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it is. That we're getting to that point in technology. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. Like it's subtle and it's very effective because the reason it's effective is because you're focused on their journey, not on your product.
Yeah.
Yep. And anytime you put the customer first or the prospect first, you know, they're going to feel that, they're going to appreciate that, and they're going to want to buy from you. Mm-hmm. Where if you shove your product down their throat or try to, especially in a virtual world where it's so easy to say no.
Yeah.
You know, it's just counterproductive. Like you got to just take care of the person and they'll take care of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any of those stand out for you? What was your favorite of those?
Well, I'm trying to think of like some stuff related to interest that I have recently bought that fit, that kind of followed that whole thing. And, you know,
So what was the last golf thing you bought?
Well, that's actually, it's funny you say that, 'cause that's what I was thinking about. 'Cause I bought,
of course it is.
But yeah, I mean, I bought, there's so many ads, 'cause you know, suckers like me on Facebook, you know, once you buy one golf product,
oh my God,
you're just basically, you are a target. You've got a target on your back for, and you just get inundated with one thing after another related to golf or whatever, that you're interested in. But no, I you know, one program that I've mentioned on a couple episodes back that I've been going through, it's actually a really good, program on, you know, kind of taking some of the, you know, some of the slice out of your swing, which is, I mean, everything, you know, there's so many products out there, so many physical products and trainers and all the stuff that always promise this, but this was actually legit, 'cause I've gone through it, and it's like some simple, it's not a major change in your swing, but it's just some simple tweaks in what you do that, it was actually done years ago by a Canadian golfer that a lot of people in the golf world are familiar with. He never made it famous, like super famous, like some of the guys today, but he was one of the most accurate, you know, hitters in golf that even a lot of the, greats in golf, the professionals today refer to him as like one of the best hitters in golf ever. And most people have never heard of him because he's never won. I mean, he won a few championships, but he was never like one of these Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson type guys that won this, you know, the big money. You know, most of his life, he was just kind of struggling, you know, just to make ends meet, you know, as a golfer, as a professional golfer. Can you imagine that? But anyway, it's funny because the, you know, I watched the, they do a good job. This company that, you know, I jumped on with to, and I spent quite a bit of money with, but they were entertaining, up front with a lot of the content that they did was entertaining at first, because they didn't have to be super creative. What they took was like old video footage of this golfer, like showing a lot of professionals. So it wasn't even that difficult for them, but it gets you hooked right away. 'Cause it talks about this legendary Mo Norman, the guy that, you know, was one of the most accurate golfers in.
Yeah. And that's the journey you're on, right? How do I get more accurate?
It's like, wow. Yeah.
And so it's like, that's perfect for you. You want to eat that up. You want to watch as much of that footage because you're like watching to see what he's doing and all this stuff. And it would be easy to think a golf company, especially, or any sporting goods company, it'd be easy to consider them like in the equipping idea, right? Yeah. And ultimately that's what they do, but that's a great example. Like, they're showing this content that is entertaining to you, because now the other people, it wouldn't be entertaining at all.
No.
Right.
No, but you it know, was,
yeah. But they, because you're interested in that and you're on that journey, it's entertaining to right. you.
Yeah. But I mean, it takes them forever to get to like them actually, you know, promoting the product.
You're like, just put up the buy button.
Yeah. Just put up the buy button. But no, I mean, this is actually one of those things that you don't, and this is a great example, because this is one of those things where, and I've been on those sales videos where it's like, you're trying to scroll to the end. So you can, they won't even let you hit the buy button until you get to the end of the video, which is like annoying. And so you're trying to, and the video doesn't have the scroll thing. So you're just like, you're forced to watch the whole thing until it gets to the end. And then it shows the, you know, buy now or access this content now, which is just drives you nuts. But on this one, you didn't mind because it was telling a story of this legendary golfer. Mm-hmm. And what was so unique is like, you know, it talks about how he, you know, he would hit 1,000 shots a day, and wow. all of these would be within 15 yards of each other. Imagine that. No one, can you imagine 1,000 hitting 1,000 golf balls and they all landing within, you know, 15 yards of each other? Yeah. You know, it's just crazy accurate. And so it tells a really good story. It kind of hooks you. And the mm-hmm. videos are all about him, you know, hitting the balls and everything. And so it really hooks you in to the story itself. It's more of a commentary on him. And then it gets to the end and really starts to talk about how the person who developed, you know, this guy, that golfer is no longer, you know, he's been dead for 20 something years, but the guy that formulated his own, that former golfer, the Mo Norman system, he's taken it and, you know, basically turned it into an academy, a golf academy where he teaches that. And so, but he doesn't start off talking about that. He starts off about the story of this history.
Yeah, when you're watching a story about a guy who can hit 1,000 balls and they're all within 15 yards, like,
yeah,
the logical question that any golfer is going to ask is how?
How? Yeah.
How is like, that how possible? Does he do that?
Yeah.
How is that possible? Oh, well, it turns out we have a course that says exactly that, right? I mean, that is a perfect setup, right? It's,
yeah.
And it's also entertaining because you can, now you have a story that you can tell your golfing buddies mm-hmm. about this guy.
That's right.
Hey, did you know about this Canadian guy? He hit 1,000 balls a day and they were all within 15 yards. Right. Like, you know, you get to tell that story. And that's a great example of really good content is mm-hmm. you find that your audience shares it. Even if they're not hitting the share button, if you can imagine that they would share it in real life,
yeah.
like outside of social media, that's one thing we always looked for in the financial newsletters was like, are we giving them enough little tidbits mm-hmm. about stocks or about trends or about whatever, right. that if they show up at Hardee's with their buddies, cause this was like older, angry, conservative white men was our audience. So they're all going to Hardee's, right?
Right.
At least once a week, meeting their buds. And if you don't have a Hardee's in your town, I'm sorry. best biscuits on earth. So they're going there. They want something that they can bring that like everybody else is like, tell me more. Like, yeah. you know, they want to be the most interesting guy in the room. Mm-hmm. So when you tell a story like that and you entertain people, you give your prospect the privilege to share that and be the most interesting guy in the
Absolutely.
Room.
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt.
That's powerful. Because yep. now they owe you a favor because you made them look good.
Yep.
And it's all, you know, none of this is conscious. It's very subconscious, you know, mm-hmm. going on, but that's how a lot of people feel. You know, it's why, you know, if you're, you know, a Home Depot or a Lowe's, like, you know, it's why Home Depot does the free classes on Saturday morning, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
where you can learn to tile, where you can do all this stuff. Cause now they've taught you something. You kind of feel obligated to buy from them.
That's right. It's reciprocation. Part of yeah. Six yeah. principles right there. You know, they've given yeah, you something so, and what do they expect? They expect you're going to come back when you, now that you've have yeah. an understanding on how to lay tile or, mm-hmm. you know, how to, you know, how to put up drywall or whatever to, you know, come back to them or put a, or, you know, build your own deck, you know,
yeah.
you're going to come back and get the decking, you know, it's just.
So that's, you know, that falls under kind of the education
yep.
part, right? Yep. So Home Depot would be Absolutely. A good example of, at least in that little part about educating people. So they also equip.
Yep.
But if they want, but you wouldn't think of them as an education company. Mm-hmm. But when they do those kind of things, that content is probably more powerful than the hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars they spend on sales flyers that end up in your mailbox on Tuesday or Wednesday, absolutely, you know, whenever.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. I mean, to me, if they would push those classes more and send out flyers about the classes that are coming up this weekend, that would probably drive as much as all the discount flyers they send out every week. Because I forget about them.
Yeah.
You know, I've taken a few classes, but for the most part, I forget about them unless I walk into the store and I see them listed. Then I don't have time because I didn't plan for it.
And the point is, you bring them, I mean, that's the whole point. You bring them into the store. Mm-hmm. Naturally, I mean, most of the time people aren't going to walk out of the store without, they're there for a class. They're going, you know what? While I'm here, I need to get something.
Yeah.
I need to pick up something while I'm here. So, I mean, that's an easy way to get people in just right off the bat.
Yeah. I mean, imagine too, like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of families that are divorced or separated and they got the kids one weekend and like, what a cool thing. You could do a whole marketing campaign for Home Depot around dad's weekend, bringing the kids to Home Depot to build a bird box or, you know, whatever, like make that like part of your Saturday tradition when it's your weekend with the kids.
Yeah.
Like they could do a whole campaign around that.
Absolutely. You've just opened up something like, I mean, you think of a Dick's Sporting Goods or someplace like that. They could do, what could they do? They could do some simple, you know,
golf lessons,
something like that to bring people in naturally. What people are going to do. Yeah. Tennis lessons,
free throw lessons for basketball, like, and they got all the tools, they got the space, you know, any of that stuff. They could take any one of the different places, the different areas of sport, you know, REI, you know, rock climbing lessons for free with the kids. Like, I think REI does some of that rock climbing stuff. They at least let you test out the gear. And I think they do have some classes. But I don't think Dick's, I don't think does any classes,
they certainly could. You know, what comes to mind is wine tasting, you know, wineries do. Wine
great
tasting.
Example. Yeah. Like so. About an hour from here is Fredericksburg, Texas. And it's a winery every 100 feet.
Yep.
When you're going out there and like, if you do a wine taste, you're not leaving without a bottle most of the time.
And usually it's like, not one bottle. It's quite a few bottles.
Yeah. Or it's one bottle per place. Like it's crazy. So that's another example. So around Fredericksburg, cause there's literally, I don't know, there's probably 100 wineries in this town. Mm-hmm. It's the second most, wineries to Napa. Napa is the only place that has more wineries in the U.S. So there's entire companies that have sprung up that are vans and like shuttles, limousines, party vans that like take groups of people from winery to winery to winery. Cause they're going to be absolutely toasted by the time they get done. Yeah. Right. And what are they doing? They're like equipping them along their journey of the wine tasting and having a good time.
That's right.
You know? And then, so yeah, it's like, it's all around you. If you look at it, everybody's doing one of these four categories for the most part. Yeah. And you can tap into any of those anytime you want. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think some brands lean one way, but if you really get creative, you can start to see how you would, what you think would be, you know, Home Depot is just an equipment company, but they do have a little education piece that they could probably do a lot more with, honestly, and drive a lot of sales from. And, you know, same with, like you said, with Dick's and, you know, golf companies and everything else. So, So,
man,
that's it. That's the 4E, man.
That's great. 4Es. That's really good. And you can apply that, like you said, you can apply this to just about any business, you know, whether it's food, sporting goods. I mean,
you name I'll give you an example. I'll give you one more example here locally. When the pandemic hit last year, we had a friend who owns a local restaurant and they were freaking out and they knew I did marketing. So they contacted me and I was like, well, why don't you set up a camera and why don't you do a couple of videos? Luckily they already had a little bit of an email list. I said, why don't you email your people and show them how to create some of the dishes at home? And this was before, like this was early on. So this was like the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, the takeout wasn't really dialed in for a lot of people and all that kind of stuff. I was like, you should just teach people how to create your menus from home, at least stay in front of them until we kind of figure out where this is going. And then, so they did a couple of those, and then they started doing, you know, takeout and all that stuff. But it was just a way, like, hey, people are stuck at home. They don't want to get the same, because if you think, like, we forget, like, there wasn't, I mean, Uber Eats was around and things like that, but it depended on the size town you're in.
Yeah.
There weren't very many choices for takeout. Now everybody does takeout and delivery because of the the last year. Like, there's not a single restaurant that doesn't. But then a lot of the restaurants weren't ready yet. They didn't have that, and it kind of forced it on them. So it was a way for them to stay in front. So they educated the people on, like, how to make your own meals at home. Because a lot of people were being all of a sudden going from one meal a day at home to like three meals a day at home. So they were able to step in and help with that. So there's, it doesn't take much. I mean, you grab a legal pad,
come up,
write down these four areas: entertain, educate, encourage, equip, and just start making some brainstorms. Like, how could I do each of these things with my clients? And again, say it one more time. It's not about your product. It's about their journey.
Absolutely. What's the, you know, what just came to mind was the, what's the blender company that does, it does all the, will it blend videos?
Oh yeah. BlendTech.
BlendTech. Yeah. That's a perfect example.
Pure, you know, entertainment.
Pure entertainment. People watch
You're never going to actually blend an iPhone or a glow stick.
No. And they know
it's
that.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, but it's entertaining. So, and
it does make a point. Mm-hmm. Like, it does make a point. It's like, wow, if it'll blend an iPhone, surely it'll take care of some apples and celery and snuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Yeah, your mind is making that connection that, wow, those blades must be super strong, you know?
Yeah. And then you have another company like Vitamix. They don't really do that. Mm-hmm. And they're the same quality, same kind of level of stuff. But I haven't been on their site, but I have a Vitamix and I use it two or three times a day, every day.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, you know, as far as that, but they probably have some recipes and some other stuff on their YouTube channel or something like that.
Yeah.
And that would be obvious. Mm-hmm. The BlendTech is a much more creative thing, right? Like, that's not obvious. It is pure entertainment.
They're addictive to watch. They're using everything that's unconventional. To put in those blenders, you know, it's like nothing food related. It's all.
It's crazy. It's, you know,
phones, batteries. I mean, you name it, computers. Yeah. I mean,
it's
like crazy.
It's a great example, like just pure entertainment. And like I said, did you pull one up? I saw you looked at your computer,
yes.
How many views does one of those have? What is it? And how many views does it have?
All right, so I'm looking at their channel. So I'm going to pull this up. I'm going to share this. This is one, and they're blending an Echo.
An Echo?
The Amazon Echo. All right, so let's just
Will it blend?
Will it blend? Yeah, here we go. Share screen.
Another perk of watching us online as opposed to just waiting for the podcast. Plus, you're like 2 or 3 days early when you watch us live.
That is the question.
Can you hear the audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Listen to that 70s music.
70s yeah, in logo. The graphics too.
Yeah. Even though, the font, it's everything.
Time of the year again. Amazon Prime Day is just around the corner. And to celebrate,
all right, pause it there for a second.
Yeah.
So that's a great example of like what's going on right now, right?
Yeah.
It's like people are all, you know, they're all about the Amazon Prime Day. Not everybody, but a lot of people are looking for deals. They're out looking for deals. So they tie into Amazon Prime Day. Yeah. I mean, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And not only do they tie into it, they're going to use an Amazon Echo, which ties into Amazon.
Yep.
And Amazon Prime. So roll that footage.
555,000 views. reviews on this one.
That is amazing. And so what, it, I mean, obviously they have a little studio, they pay this guy to do this and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I'm a, if I had to get my message in front of 550,000 people, you know, in a, I don't know what the numbers are, but let's just say on Facebook or YouTube, mm-hmm. you know, those views might cost me 10 to 15 cents a piece.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
You know, something like that. You know, if it's a click through or something like that, it's going to be more, but just kind of the view. Mm-hmm. That video is worth a lot of money.
Oh, no doubt.
At 550,000 views. And it'll just keep going up because they're that. But yeah, that's amazing. 550,000 views. And yeah, you're right. And what is the whole video? It's like three or 4 minutes.
Here we go. Let's hit the good stuff.
And some apples from Whole Foods. That sounds delicious, Tom. Your order has been placed. Wow, that was sure easy. Thanks, Alexa.
Look at that, how he's seating.
There may even be a smoking hot deal on this very blend.
See, look at how he ties that in.
You're not supposed to talk about even... that. Notify.
I love that. Yeah, so he winks at it. Like, it's over the top, right? It's, we've talked about this before. If you kind of go over the top.
Yeah.
And people know exactly what you're doing. Right. They're like, okay with it. It's, you know, it's like the Old Spice commercials and Dollar Shave Club and all these things. Yeah. And it's entertaining when you do that. And like, you know, there's some psychology that happens that we've talked about before. If you go over the top, people will bring it back down, but they're still in the buying range.
Oh, absolutely. That's so good. All right. Let's see this. Here we go. Here we go. Oh.
Taking a little while. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Eventually it's going to... Oh, yeah.
There's a little water in there. Mmm. Echo smoothie.
Yes,
it blends. Everything blends.
That's great.
Oh, that's a great example.
Yeah, so just... I mean, straight from that right there. And plus, there's so many little nuggets in there just with the Amazon, referencing Amazon Prime, all that stuff, you know. Hey, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, what do we talk about? Like, timely, mm-hmm. like, right? Like, what's the conversation going on in people's heads? It was Amazon Prime. I mean, just looking ahead a little bit, mm-hmm. figuring out what's coming up, like 4th of July, Amazon Prime. One that we need to do a show around next week. Is Shark Week's coming up. How could you use Shark Week? Because I think Shark Week is the 11th or something like that. Mm-hmm. Let's see, the 12th, 11th through the 17th, I think, mm-hmm. is Shark Week, which has become just this whole cultural phenomenon.
Yes.
So if you don't have some content prepared, you need to get some content prepared around Shark Week because it's coming.
Yep.
And you could tap into that, the SEO from that. You could tap into just the fun of it, memes, like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Put on a shark suit, you know, order your shark onesie from Amazon and do a promotional video with a shark suit on. You know, all, you know,
it's top of mind. That's what you're doing. It's like we've said time and time again, getting in the conversation that people are already having.
Yeah. You don't have to create your own. Like, just tap into what's already out there.
That's right.
And then you just segue nicely to your product. You know,
good
very
stuff.
Very smooth. So
good. That is the four E's. So we'll have to post those in the show page, kind of a summary in the show page for this episode. Again, you can find us Persuasion by the Pint. .com. You can find us on all of your podcast channels, platforms, Stitcher Radio, iHeart, Spotify, you name it. And Sean, it's been fun, man. We'll see you guys next week. Hope everyone has a great Independence Day weekend. Happy 4th of July. Stay safe and have fun.
Cheers. Have fun. See ya.